say we go dancing.
I'm in.
Let's go dancing.
Okay, but not somewhere I'm gonna feel worse about myself when no one's interested because I'm fat.
Maybe the universe is telling me that I should fuck that cute virgin and give him the great first time experience that I never had.
That's not karma, that's statutory rape.
You're such a Sex in the City
podcast.
I'm a lost cause. Go on without me. Save yourselves.
Shut up, you bitches! I called the cops!
Cut my car!
Yeah, keep talking. I'll come down there and cut it off for you.
Gay boyfriends are the loophole of monogamy.
I'm a 34-year-old nerd.
But I know so many comics that just do Planet Fitness for the free shower.
Not Planet Fitness. Like, it's BYO, soap, shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, toothbrush.
Everything, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you always wear flip-flops, too, because you don't want athletes.
You don't want whatever's going on in that Planet Fitness shower.
You don't want whatever those comics bring into the Planet Fitness from
or the people who work out at Planet Fitness and just work out there a bunch and, yeah, like, they live normal lives, but this is the gym they can afford.
Yeah. Is it too loud in your headphones? Or
No.
Could it be louder?
It's kind of loud.
Okay.
I don't like loud music. I don't.
Okay. We'll turn it down just a little
Daryl,
bit.
Daryl, we're going to have to skip over the rave segment of the show this week, I feel like.
Well, no, I like raves and concerts, but I wear earplugs.
Really loud.
I always love those people that bring their babies to concerts, and then they wear the big headphones on the baby.
Aw, it's cute, but upsetting.
I've never
seen
that. Really?
Yeah,
like, I guess I'm not going to the same kind of concerts you
No,
are.
You're not going to concerts where there's people with kids. Maybe it's because you're going to, like, you know,
raves and shit. I think it's
Bieber
18
concerts.
And over. Like, are those 18 and over raves?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Yeah, most raves, I would assume.
Are you talking about, like, rock concerts and stuff?
Yeah, I'm talking about, like,
yeah.
Like, going to see, like, CCR or, like, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Anything
at the fair.
A lot of kids balanced on top of baby bumps at those concerts.
And it's weird because it's like, you don't say...
Trying to force the other one out, you know?
And it's breastfeeding at the same time.
Yeah, no, it is. And it's, like, 8 years old.
Hey, baby, you were conceived at the last concert I saw these guys at.
Right?
I'm taking you to your homeland.
I always find
where you conceived and born.
It's funny when people tell you, like, certain birthdays, because then you can automatically know, like, oh, your parents probably fucked on this day.
Oh yeah, like
to
how,
conceive you. Like, if you're, like, born on the first week
cancer.
Of October,
yeah,
it's usually New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and that's why they have, like, seasons where more kids are born.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
like lot of babies born after, like, the long, cold, staying inside a lot, winter.
Mm-hmm. Right. I thought it was conceived on, like, the beach for a long time, and I was like, that's really cool. But my mom got it confused, or, like, I got it confused, and she was telling us, because my sister's, like, a year and a half older than me. She was conceived on the beach. I was conceived on a couch at a house party.
Whoa.
Nice.
So.
I feel
I'm just
like,
killing it at life from the beginning over here.
Do your parents bring that up at dinner, or when do you get that talk?
My family is really open. My family is so open. Oh my gosh. My mom got this. She's, like, sold, like, lip scents and shit. She's always sold different, you know, like the Cookie Lee and the Creative Memory, like scrapbooking and jewelry.
Chef.
Like, she had sold everything. She's always been a consultant. So she got this new stuff, and she was like, look, it lasts through making out. And I was like, well, does it last through a blowjob? Because that's really what I need. She's like, I don't know. And then two days later, I get a Snapchat, and she's like, lasted through a blowjob.
Oh,
and I was like,
that's incredible. Can I just say?
It would be better if your dad posted it, too, like, lasted through a blowjob.
Yeah.
Can I just say, also, it's Anne Flagg, who is our guest this week.
Oh,
we have not yet introduced
April.
The show.
You're such a Sex in the City podcast.
No, Daryl Williams, you're such a Sex in the City podcast.
No, of course. Once again, Anne Flagg, you are such a Sex in the City podcast.
I am such a Sex in the City podcast.
I was going to say, though, from what you're saying with your mom, just to backtrack for a second and not move the show forward at all, I like it being stuck. But anyhow, I think that makes a lot of... It makes sense because you are polyamorous in your relationships. And I think that having... Like, from an earlier age, a more open dialogue about sex and having it not be such a shameful thing.
Oh.
Like, that definitely...
Because
I think a lot of people carry around a lot of shame about it, or it's a secret, and I don't get that sense from you.
No, my mom was always like, you know, my kids are going to have sex. She had
She's
me
polyamorous
and my sister.
Too,
no.
Okay.
Well, she's just... She does just her thing.
Don't
she's
tell your
real,
dad.
She's no. Right. She's has a great relationship with my stepdad, but she had me and my sister when she was young. She was 18 and 19, mm-hmm. and then so she's like, "Look, my kids are gonna have sex, and as long as you're safe, so then you know, like." From a young age, we were like, you know, read the period book and knew where babies
there's
came
a
from.
Book?
And yeah, there's a book.
What?
And, well, there's like, you know,
what's
how babies are born. I think it's called the period book. I don't know. It's been a while since I read it.
It's one page long. It's one period in the center of the page.
But, it looks like a Japanese flag.
Yeah,
cover.
No. I mean, it's technically, it's a public school textbook. That's their curriculum right. on menstruation is that book.
I did watch a cartoon my mom showed us back in the day about, and it was called What's Happening to My Body.
Yeah.
And it was all about periods and boners, basically.
Yeah. That makes it sound like you're turning into a werewolf or something.
What's happening to
you
my body?
You are growing hair.
Right?
I mean,
that makes it sound like you're becoming a monster.
You
like
are.
You're like, what is that? Like, that's like alien bursting through your stomach.
Yeah. Instead of like, wanting to kill them, though, you want to kill them with your dick. That's the difference.
I didn't read that in my book. That's not what happened in my book. No.
Did you go to public school?
I went to public school, yeah. And then I was homeschooled for a little bit.
It was probably the homeschool years
that's when
that
you
they
got
did
the sex
that.
Health class?
Oh, no. I went through sex ed and everything. Mm. But, yeah. My mom homeschools my little siblings now, and I think it's great. But, I mean, public school is cool.
Yeah, my sisters are on the fence. And I have a sister that lives in Texas, and she's been talking about doing homeschooling. Mm-hmm. It's pretty big out there.
I think it's great. And my sister is, too. Her little boy is. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, like, if you know what you're talking about, I mean...
You don't like for yourself, or you don't think it's good for kids?
I think, well, I would never like go up to someone and be like, you're a bad mom. Give me your baby. You can't do that. Like, that's not, I don't think right. that it's wrong or good, but like, honestly, I've always been more supporter of, I kind of support sending your kids to public school just because of how bad my experience there was.
Right.
And just in terms of just like, they don't teach you things. It is this or that. It's bad. It is shitty. It's underfunded. I'm like, yes. But like that taught me so like I had friends who growing up went to private schools and it's like they lived in little bubbles. You know?
No,
and
yeah, I homeschooling is very different from private school.
Right.
That's true.
A lot more TV.
It's more focused. No, but you can like focus on the kid. And my little brother and sister are incredible. They're intelligent and they're bright and they're funny and they have lots of friends. And my little brother is going to public high school now and he's in football and he's like super cool. Like,
well, there you
know,
go.
You can have, there are success stories. It's not all culty. Like,
it's not all
not like, well adjusted socially kids. Like, they're really good. Yeah.
I think it'd be hard to have a homeschool football team.
But no, so entertaining.
Just like you and your stuffed animals just tackling each other.
But well, you have
adorable.
Three kids. You got one ref.
That's
and
true.
Two teams of one each.
So since I'm just saying this because we have a quota, what lady do you think would homeschool their kid out of the four gals from Sex and the City?
Ooh, I'm going to say Charlotte.
Of course.
Charlotte.
But I would think she would do it because it'd be like some like, you know, article in like a magazine that told her like, hey, you know what the in thing is homeschooling your kids. And she's like, oh, okay. This magazine told me to do it.
It'd be the like scientific studies show. Mm-hmm. This is, she seems like she reads a lot of
parenting
baby
books.
She's read
like,
all the baby books.
Correct way to do it is.
Yeah.
And, but I also feel like Miranda and Carrie would definitely have like a hard stance on like, fuck that. You need to go to like an educational system. Because especially Miranda, because
like
she became a lawyer. Like,
yeah, she's a workaholic. She,
right?
Samantha would just let her child run free in the woods.
She'd be like,
let
I don't
the
think he needs to have school at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Samantha's children would be educated at the School of Abortion.
Mm-hmm. School of Hard Knocks.
School of Hard Knocks.
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Shout out. We love you.
Yeah. I would definitely need to be taught. Like, I feel like I didn't get taught enough in like sex ed. Like, it was more like,
no,
here's all the diseases you could get. It wasn't really like,
oh my gosh, I wish I had learned more. Okay, here's my thing about sex ed. I need people to know to get tested. Mm-hmm. I need people to know that you're not dirty if you get an STD. You know what I mean?
Right.
I have seriously met men who are like, let's put two condoms on because it's safer. And I'm like, are you fucking
condoms,
seriously?
Whoa.
That's like the worst thing that you can do. I need there to be better sex education because when I was polyamorous for a long time, then I'd meet these guys and they're like, you're dirty, you're a slut. And I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Right.
I'm letting you know that I got chlamydia so you can get yourself taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the, maybe you gave it to me just because I'm the one who found out. I hate
No, because that's the thing is that
it's so mad.
It's the like, because you're scared because you potentially don't want to know the answer. But at the same time, it's always better to know, because some of them are treatable and some of them, like, you could be way safer with you and your sexual partners, which if you knew you had it, like, you would want to be, you know? It's it's the whole, like, oh, I don't know, so it's not my fault thing. Like, you're not going to feel good about that later when you're like, oh, it was like I could have gotten tested and I should have. But, you know, it's, I was,
things get better,
I had weird brain stuff.
Yeah, like syphilis. Like, oh my God, if you don't get it treated, or you can get it treated early on and it goes away. Otherwise, it can fuck your shit up. You know, other ones will, like, can make you infertile. Like,
just like
get tested. And then if you get a message from somebody that's like, hey, I had this, get yourself tested, don't be like, you slut, you gave me this dirty bit. Like,
how dare you? You rant about that to your friends later.
Yeah.
Because, like, if it's an ex, you're going to rant to them anyways. Yeah. So, like, just vent it out there, but also be like, thank you for telling me.
It's just like that Drew Michaels bit in his latest special where he talked about, like, if you're over 30, you have to have either been married or have herpes.
Like, commit to something.
Either one. You need to have. If you don't have one of those, you haven't lived a life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's just like, if we all have herpes, that's the same as finding a cure, isn't
it? No shit.
But
Miranda's also dealt with that same thing where she catches.
And then she has to notify people. Mm-hmm. And then this one guy is like, oh, I don't care. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, you could have had it. And he's like, oh, well, who cares? And,
he did have it.
No, he's like, I did have it.
Yeah, she realizes it's probably from him. Right. But, like, that's the thing, is it doesn't matter. People are like, you gave that to me. Well, no, it passed from my body to your body. I didn't give it to you on purpose. I'm sorry it happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it passed from your body to my body just because I'm informing you. Doesn't mean, you know
doesn't
what I
mean? Doesn't
mean
that I was the original person. Yeah.
If I really gave it to you, it would have had a gift receipt.
Because I'm thoughtful.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe you don't want it.
You might
not
like chlamydia. You might want to get herpes. So I don't know.
She had also, though, in that episode, she had, like, herpes or chlamydia, one of, like, the really basic ones.
The curable ones.
She told Steve, her ex-boyfriend. He's like, "What is that?" Like, he didn't know. And he was a bartender. He told her he'd had sex with hundreds of women. Literal hundreds. Not
my
to judge that,
there.
But he's like, no, what's chlamydia?
Right,
and you're
right.
Like,
I know.
What?
We need a much better uniform, like, sex ed system across the country, because it's,
it's frightening. You have kids finding out what chlamydia is on just a billboard. You know, you're just driving down Hollywood.
Good, honestly. Yeah. I think it's
good. I agree. Yeah. Like,
my mom always told us, she was like, you're going to have sex, at least be safe. And when we were young, you're like, at least two forms of birth control.
Right.
So we were like on the pill and we had condoms. So that's what she told us forever. Mm-hmm. And I only had to use Plan B like twice. So I was doing pretty good.
See, I've used Plan B probably like 6 times or so. But like also, I never got a sex talk from my parents.
I will
like
say that.
Ever. Never, ever, ever. I just kind of had to like try and figure it out myself, like from my friends and from like the quote unquote like teen health center at my high school.
Yeah. They need to find a better way for contraception through oral sex. Because I feel that's most of the how shit gets transferred. It's not the sex. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's all about like, oh yeah, put a condom on if you're going to, you know, have sex.
But blowjobs.
Nobody wants a condom in that instance.
I know. That's why they have the flavored ones. But really, like, if I brought that up to guys before, they're like, condom for a blowjob. Nah, nah, nah.
Want me to like bust out a bunch of saran wrap right before I go down on her? No. Like, if I just pulled that out and just like put a strip down, she'd be like, what the fuck? She would be offended.
She'd be like, I am not a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Or do you put a condom over your tongue now?
I once had a British man I met at a gay club give me a really hard time about not wanting to give him a blowjob without a condom on. And he was giving me a really hard time.
He
was super British.
No,
because I was like, I want the condom because I don't know you, British man. And he was just like, this is so... Like, he's like, I'm going to tell people where I go home. It's crazy American girls. You know, they want to use condoms
like
for blowjobs.
Why? With strangers from other countries.
Exactly.
Weird.
Not going to lie. I'm not saying I agree with him, but yeah, having a condom does change it.
It changes it for
it
sure.
It does. But like, if you're having sex with a stranger.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Is that like you want to be like, I understand. Like, even if I don't. I understand you're trying to protect yourself and also me potentially.
Mm-hmm. In that instance, I'd be like, well, how about a hand job instead?
Right? And he didn't. He just bitched me out.
Mm-hmm.
So never fuck someone in a youth hostel.
No.
This story.
Oh,
or
God.
British.
I have had so
don't
much
do it.
Sex in youth hostels.
They traveled
it's
in Europe.
It's
a new experience.
With condoms?
Sometimes. I actually, I had, okay. I was on a layover coming home from Thailand, and it was at Chinese airport.
Is that a sex act? No. Layover coming home from Thailand?
Yeah, layover
this, that's
Thailand.
What we're going to name it. Mm-hmm. I had sex with this Marine in a baby nursing room
nice.
At the airport in China. Nice. Okay. We did use a condom. He picked good. Me up. It was crazy. It was great. Awesome. But that's definitely like the weirdest place I've ever.
It was just a latex glove. It worked as a condom.
No, it was a Magnum. It was big.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I mean, he is a Marine.
I know.
Yeah,
he's cool.
I mean,
he was all
I think that's a part
shit.
Of the way you get into the Marines is they measure your dick. And nope, 4 inches? Get the fuck out of here. That's for the Navy.
I'm a grower. We don't care.
We don't care. Simplify that dick somewhere else.
You're carrying America's good name with you everywhere you go. We don't want them judging us. Like, you guys are the cream of the crop.
Right. Okay, so obviously we've been talking a lot about Sex and the City.
Yep, too much.
But what is your knowledge thus far and with the show of all shows, Sex and the City?
Like, what do you know about Sex and the City? Have you watched
pretty
it before?
Pretty knowledgeable, yeah.
Yeah, you seemed familiar earlier.
I've seen the movies.
Nice,
as
of course.
In theaters?
In theaters. I saw both movies in theaters.
Oh,
All 6.5 hours of them. God, they're so long.
They are long.
They're so long.
Especially for rom-coms.
Are they actually like 3 hours each?
Almost. Or?
They're like, yeah,
the
over
first two.
Two
yeah, they're like two plus, for sure. For
I
sure.
Like that you say the first two because we're still holding out for a three. Yeah. We're still holding out. We talk in past tense
well,
about
I
will
say, I'm pretty sure Kim Cattrall is not about it.
I've heard
what
some
I've read.
New rumors that they might do some sort of a prequel movie. So they can
like
write
the
Samantha
Carrie
out.
Diaries.
Yeah, it'll be a Carrie Diaries type of movie. But I don't know if it's going to star the Carrie Diaries girl or if it's going to be SJP.
Or it'll be SJP, but it'll be like a flash forward to an adventure they had without Samantha.
It's going to be a CGI SJP that they're going to make her 10 or 12 years younger. Yeah.
Wait, tell us about your knowledge of the show, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You've seen it before.
Just talking about my best friends. I think I really channel Samantha a lot.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I pictured you as a Samantha for
I'm super Samantha. I've always been really confident in myself. I've always
Everybody wants to be Samantha. She's the good one.
If I had any kind of drive like in my career, like before I found comedy, like now I'm like really into it. But if I had any kind of motivation like in college or anything, I'd build my own company.
Yeah, you'd
if
be a baller.
If you were more like inclined towards the whole school like thing
motivated.
And everything.
I think that was
motivated.
my greatest downfall during my 20s was all about just, you know, like, let's just live for the good times. Like, let's not think about like our careers or what we could actually be really doing.
Okay. This is funny. I used to be more, let's say I was more of a Charlotte, okay?
Mm.
Okay.
Because before, and this is before I found polyamory, and when I was in college, I had a boyfriend who, and we were together for like 3 years, and he didn't go to my school, but I ended up moving in with him, and all I wanted was to get an apartment, his and hers towels,
right.
Have our, you know, nice things, start a family,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't,
just,
it wasn't me, but like that's what I thought that I wanted.
That's what the goals are for everybody in society. Like, that's just what,
but I didn't realize that wasn't me.
That's like what the culture is demanding.
That's what like the world is telling you to do. So if you don't really like know yourself and what you do and don't want, you're going to fall to that narrative and be like, this is what I'm supposed to do kind of a thing. Which for some people is great because it's what they want to do or like they're happy with it. But for other people, you know, that's how people are like, I have all the stuff
so
I'm supposed
unhappy.
To have and I'm miserable and I don't know why because I have the things.
I think that was with me too. You know, I grew up seeing a lot of broken marriages and shitty people that got married for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. And so when I became somewhat of an adult, I made a very big choice of like, I don't want marriage. I don't think that's for me.
Yeah.
That's how I
like,
am.
It's not that I don't want to be with people or be in monogamous relationships or whatever. It's just, I don't think I need a piece of paper for all that.
It also, it's like, I know that for me growing up, like in my household and also like with the friends who I had growing up, it was that kind of like, I'm trying to rethink this now kind of because I think I went too far the other way. But I definitely was kind of like, you know, why would I ever get married? Like, I don't know anyone who's happy or even kind of okay who's married. Like, why would I want to do what I see these people doing and they're miserable?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think,
But then it's like that's a little bit, it's a real reaction to that. But also, like, I'm throwing out the baby with the bathwater, I think, where it's like, I'm trying to rethink now, like, maybe there are, like, maybe A, I don't entirely understand what I'm talking about, and B, like, there are people who have, you know, a better understanding between the two partners in a marriage
I think
or
that's
whatever.
What being, like, a human is, in a way. Like,
yeah.
like you just learn your life through like snap judgments. It's like that one time you touch the fire, you no longer touch fire. The one time you see a bad marriage, you're like, yeah, marriage ain't for me. And you just make these like one little, like a whole judgment of your life based on just one time, you know?
I had, so I had these bad relationships and I thought like, oh, I'm just a bad person. There's something wrong with me. I can't be monogamous. And then I found polyamory and I was like, oh my God, this is dope. And it was working for me for a long time. And then I met my current boyfriend and we met randomly and we kind of just like got to know each other. I wasn't like thinking of dating him at all. He's really not my type at all. And then I got to know him and I remember telling him like one of our first dates, I was like, hey, I can spend a few days a week with you, but it's not going to be, you know. And then I got to like know him more and I was caring about him. And I was like, look, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to be able to give you what you want, because I thought that I wasn't going to be he wants marriage and kids and everything. And now we're like, he's telling me he's going to give me a ring before Halloween. Like, we're going to have kids. Like, I have this whole life, but I'm happy because this is the man that is going to fulfill everything that I was looking for. Yes. Whereas before, I needed different men in my life to fulfill.
Yeah, it's not that it was wrong before, but it's now you're at a point where you're like, I am satisfied and happy and getting what I need, and I'm fine with being, it's not that I'm forcing monogamy on myself. It's that I'm choosing it because I want to, you know?
And I'm very happy.
Do you think he would have been cool with the polyamory?
I had told him, but it was my decision. Mm-hmm. I was like, look, I'm getting everything that I want from you. And we're able to communicate, like, if there's something that I'm not getting, like, you know, we'll talk about it. If there's something that he wants, you know, and like part of the reason that I took
like
a break
from blowjob without a condom.
Yeah. Part of the reason I stopped drinking. So I'm going to stop drinking so much. Cause I was like, I wanted to travel and I want to go and do things. And when we're spending so much money on drugs and alcohol, there's not. So, you know, like make a life change like that.
It's like taking assessment of your priorities, you know, in the long term. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And
being so adulty, it's so weird.
Right. But I think that's what, being an adult is all about. It's like learning how to sacrifice things for something greater long term.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about, you know, planning for your future instead of just living in the moment. Like, you know, children just be like, I want to live in today. You know,
I want the cookie
tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Give a mouse a cookie.
They've done studies about that. Like,
the mouse is going to sleep on your couch and not pay rent for 3 months. That's what that should be called. That's what it should be called.
But if, like, that's the thing. Like, they obviously, I've been that way. I've definitely.
We all have. Yeah. It's a learning process. It's not a pretty one, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we just real quick, because you are very familiar. You've watched Sex and the City. You saw the movies. You've seen all of it. You're well versed. Mm-hmm. So we have a little introductory, quiz for you about the episode.
Yeah,
so
it's a game
this
show.
Is a game show that we do for you to prove your knowledge. Yes. Love for the show.
So if you've watched last episode, but you can do it with your mouth or whatever, you know.
Like, yeah. No, that's
it's actually
like
just multiple
buzzer.
Choice. You're not competing with anybody else.
Oh, okay.
So
just myself.
Yeah, you do
I
have
hate
a...
those competitions. I always lose.
All right.
I mean, you could play against April. I mean, it is possible.
She might be
a little bit more knowledgeable because she watched the last episode, and these questions
like
are about last episode mainly.
About last episode.
Yeah.
So it's specific. So don't feel bad if you get one wrong. It's about a specific episode. Mm-hmm. But let's start the recap quiz.
Okay. The first question on last week's episode. Which real-life stand-up comedian guest stars as a lesbian fashionista?
Oh.
You get multiple choice.
Okay,
It is either Margaret Cho.
It's Margaret Cho.
Oh!
I know. I was just thinking because I was like, yes, I remember because Carrie is in the fashion show thing.
Yeah, she's in the fashion show.
She's a real person, not a model.
She is.
Yeah.
Margaret Cho.
It is.
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
I might lose this quiz.
We might not even need the multiple choice.
She popped up into my mind, and then I was like, oh, that's the one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, should we do it without multiple choice? How ballsy are you feeling?
Oh, let's do
that.
We're taking
the answers.
Okay.
Let's try. Still dealing with the fashion show.
Okay.
Carrie participates in a runway fashion show wearing what colored jeweled underwear?
Blue. Wait, no, they're gold, and she has a blue over thing. Wait, no. Aren't they? Shit. Okay.
Do you want the multiple choice?
I'm trying to think. No, aren't they fucking blue? I'm pretty sure
she's wearing a blue jacket.
Then they're gold or silver.
Somewhat, yes. I believe it's called nude.
Oh, whatever.
But they do have sequins. They do have jewels.
She has the blue over thing. I got the colors reversed in my mind.
Yes.
Okay.
But you still are correct. I'll take that as a right answer.
Thanks.
because you still remembered a color
of what she was wearing. Yeah, she had the jacket.
Yeah.
And they kept opening up the jacket a little, and she was like closing the jacket more. And she's like, I can't wear panties.
And do you think those were like on her at the full last minute. Brief panties, or was it a thong?
I think they covered her butt. I'm pretty sure they did.
I bet it was the butt covered.
I think it might have been the halfway in between where it's butt. Cheeky.
Oh, right. It's the cheeky ones. I like that look.
It's not a thong, but also it's showing like some
major
of the
panty lines.
Curve.
Right. It's the butt cleavage.
You can't wear, butt cleavage. You can't wear,
next question.
Okay, next question. When Charlotte tries to set her gay BFF, Anthony, up on a blind date with Stanford, she tells him he looks like what
Ed
famous
Harris.
Actor?
He looks like Ed Harris.
I would not have gotten that right without being given multiple choice.
And then Anthony goes, more like Ed have no Harris. Mm-hmm.
See, she's the first. See, I like when people are knowledgeable. It makes these questions very easy.
Super easy. But that's why we take away the multiple choice, so that it's, because that's tougher.
And it makes me feel like I didn't have to write a lot of this.
You make me feel really smart right now.
Okay.
Even though I'm not, even though it's just
a... No, this is great.
You can quiz me with the full questions afterwards.
Okay, I will. I will. I love how the guest knows more than the person that's actually watching the show week to week.
I watched it last week, huh?
Every week for the last year or so. Coming up on
here. When was the last time you watched the show?
I think like a couple months ago, because it's not on Netflix or Hulu.
It's on Amazon Prime and HBO Go.
You know what? I need to get my mom's Amazon Prime password. I've been meaning to ask her for it.
Get it up.
But I...
They have a lot of old school HBO shows on that Amazon.
Yeah.
Not everything like current that's like currently on HBO, but all the like old stuff.
Yeah.
Like Sopranos and Six Feet Under. All that shit.
Okay.
Anyway, last two questions. What body part does Charlotte's doctor say is depressed?
Oh, it's, is it like her uterus or something?
Right. I would call it her coos or vagina.
Oh, her vagina.
Mm-hmm. It's all part of it. It's all part of
pussy,
it.
Pussy, maybe.
Reproductive system.
Is that the technical doctor term for it? Or
puss. I think it's puss.
Your pussy's
gash.
Depressed, bitch.
Gash, I'm pretty sure.
It's gash,
I saw that in a textbook one time.
Hatchet puss? Wound, yeah.
Hatchet puss us. Wound. Oh. Gash at us.
Oh my god.
We gotta call up Evan Cassidy,
our
resident doctor almost.
Fuck yeah.
And ask him.
That looks like a puss, yo.
Okay, I just came up with this one for a bit. It's disgusting. I hate ham clam.
Ham clam.
That's awesome.
Oh, I like that.
No, it makes me want to vomit.
I know. Isn't it great?
I've heard of it being a bearded clam.
Bearded clam?
Mm-hmm. God, I don't want to know these things. They make me laugh, but like it's so upsetting.
Okay, you've gotten all of these right. You might be the first person that gets 100% on this question, on this quiz, without even needing the answers.
How many questions
we're going to have to think of a prize if you do win.
Okay.
100%.
I feel like this is going to be an easy one, too. Okay. What A-list model treats Carrie like a fashion
Heidi Klum.
Yep. Bam. She don't even need to hear the whole question.
There we
just
go.
Just wait. What fashion A-list model?
Wait, no, who says it? I think it's like Anthony or something.
Mm-hmm.
She's fashion roadkill.
Exactly. Yeah. This was a big episode, that last episode. That was a...
Yeah, but I think we're coming up on an even bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
Not
we're
going to
have a lot of cool surprises.
A bigger one?
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Big is in this one as well. Yes, we're going to see a little bit of Chris Noth.
Bit of Big Lots.
Mm-hmm. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah, Sir Big and Lots. Yeah.
Mr. Big and Lots.
Yes. Okay, wow. That was 5 for 5, and I'm going to give you
was
a prize.
Questions?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, we're going to figure out a prize.
I know.
Like, eventually. We'll figure
But I will
out.
Say, it does make this game a little...
Wait, that only was... It was?
It was? Maybe, let me look. One, two, three.
Margaret Cho, Charlotte's Vagina.
Yeah. Heidi Klum,
Heidi
nude
Klum.
Panties,
oh, nude panties, oh, yeah,
and Margaret Cho. Yeah, we got all the answers.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, so going into this episode, Daryl, do you want to introduce, usually going into the episode, we have political ads for Cynthia Nixon, but we hate running reruns. We think you deserve new information
it's
each
true.
Time, and they have not sent us the next tape.
Mm-mm.
So we've actually had to look for something else for this episode.
And
so
we did find something.
New content. We have actually the original director's commentary from the DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a director, I believe this episode, his name is Alan Coltier, something like that.
Yep.
And he's doing a director's commentary.
So we took a little bit of that to kind of bring you into the world of the episode. You know,
while
we're watching it, you'll get some behind the views looks, and then we'll be back after seeing it.
Hell yeah.
See you then.
Cool. Bye.
while Miranda tried to do her business. Samantha helped Maria with hers.
Am I doing this right?
Yeah, don't think, just do it. You know, painting is like eating, like sex.
I can do that.
This is all a metaphor for capitalism in the United States today. Everybody has to work. It does not matter what your hopes or dreams are. Every household you go into is a sweatshop.
You're buying one of my paintings.
She's going to buy the artwork because that is her value in society. In the way, the handholding is just to say that we are all prostitutes to the system. And it seduces us. We think we can have something, a true experience with that.
Do we need to talk?
But they will never speak about it. Because a mystery is how they keep you.
I've
a cog
thing.
In the machine.
Usually involving a guy and a couple of quaaludes. And
Samantha nice, is really, nothing and more than that. And she is struggling with her own inability to control her destiny, as we all do.
Could we be friends?
Human life is futile.
In my language, friends translates to a person with a warm heart.
That is a saying from a gift card
buys a lot of my art.
That I read before directing this episode.
What's Portuguese for working it?
That is a saying from Facebook that I read before making this episode.
Hello, hello.
Wasn't that a great deleted scene from our very competent director? Our very, he did a very well-crafted episode this week.
I wasn't sure about it before I saw it, but then I realized all the thought that went behind the dialogue and actions.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of subtext in this episode.
No, I never even thought about it that way, and I love it. I think it was incredible.
Okay.
But
I quite enjoyed myself.
There we go.
I'm glad that our guests enjoy themselves on this show. Like, I hope I'm definitely like waiting for the first guest that's like, why'd you make me do this?
I was like the one person in the room that's laughing, like, oh my god, is this actually not funny? Like,
no, you're right to laugh. But I also feel like it's so odd to have some guest that's on that's just as much of a fan.
Mm. Who knows? Just as much as we do. Score 100%
maybe,
on the
maybe even
quiz.
More. I was going to say,
who's to say?
Anne might know even more than us. She should actually probably host this show.
Definitely. No, just kidding.
Daryl, do we have some details to get into?
Of course we do.
Let's get into them details.
This episode.
Get on in.
Yeah.
Like Trey.
Yeah.
Heyo.
Heyo. Okay, so this episode was, of course, Season 4, Episode 3. It was entitled Defining Moments. And, of course, we have a little bit of construction going on in the background. This person, I say gentleman, that's doing this remodeling, said that he was going to be done at 2. And it's now, I want to say, almost 4.
A bit after 4, yeah.
And he's still working. So should I just break his legs or suck him off or what should I do?
Do you think that would distract him?
Carrot or the stick?
Oh, it'd make the job longer. Yeah, we don't want to like extend this. So he would obviously still be using the Sawzall while I'm sucking him off.
Maybe, if that's what it took to reach his quotas.
I would hope that
I
would.
But I do appreciate your commitment to the show. Just right, first thing. Hey, should I just suck him off? Or?
Yeah, should I just do it for the show? I mean, I'm not gay, but I mean, if it's going to make it stop.
Gonna help
I don't
show.
Know. I've done it before.
I know, guys. I mean, I haven't done it to that guy before, but I've
no,
done
but
it.
No, but in
other
general,
construction
for the show,
mm-hmm.
for the podcast.
Wielders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this episode was first aired on June 10th, 2001.
Wow.
Anne, what were you doing on that specific day, or just in 2001?
How old is I in 2001? 21.
I don't know. Yeah, 21. Just starting off your adulthood.
June 10th, 2001. I think I was graduating from college.
Nice.
Wait, no. Wait, yeah. No, 2001.
I mean, that would be the time if it was June.
Yeah, it's...
Wait, 2001. I was thinking 2011.
No, I was going to say, I was like,
I'm very bad at math. I'm very bad at math.
We are not that different in age.
I was 11.
10 years before that.
It was 11.
11.
You're 11.
I am so bad at math.
I was going to say, you're like Doogie Howser.
Simple. I can't even do simple addition. Okay. I was 11.
What was your knowledge of Sex and the City at the time?
Were you watching it back then?
No.
Okay.
Hard no on that.
Makes sense.
Right, that most people weren't.
I didn't start masturbating until I was 15, so okay. I don't think I would have watched
the show. And what
were
you watching when you were starting to masturbate?
Oh, well, not Sex. No, I just meant like I didn't have any knowledge of sex at all. So it wasn't, well, I wasn't masturbating to Sex in the City. I'm sorry if that was, that's what I meant.
That's
I made
I thought,
it seem like,
yeah, like, oh.
No, I meant I didn't have any knowledge of
the
sex
show that,
whatsoever.
Like,
so I wouldn't have been watching Sex in the City, I guess.
Got it. I started watching it, not when it first started, but definitely in the DVD runs.
That's how I started, too. It was when I was early on in high school. So that would have been probably 2008, 2009.
Oh, right. When
like
it like was in syndication
era.
And stuff.
Yeah, but it's I had my best friend at the time. Her parents had all the box set DVDs of Sex in the City. And so we'd all watch it together and like. Her mom would just be like, see that? That's what life is really about, is you loan someone her tampon, and then she's going to, like, be nice to you. It's all about business.
I remember that episode.
Yeah, exactly. That was what it was to me, though.
I would watch with my mom, and I remember, like, after it was, like, on TBS, right? Mm-hmm. And then we would watch it on HBO, too. So then... Like, my mom and I would watch on TBS, but then if we, like, saw it on HBO, and then there'd be, like a bare butt, and she'd be like, like, I didn't know it was going to be,
the
TBS
version.
it, like, startled her.
It's weird.
Like NPR.
I'm kind of the exact opposite, where I watch the TBS version and be like, where the hell is the butt?
I know, right? Like, where's the nitty gritty?
Yeah, there was some tits in this. Like, what? Oh, right? God damn it. Now there's commercials instead of tits? Like, you double whammied. Took out the good stuff and put in
the
extra
whammies.
Bad stuff.
They took out the whammies.
Yeah, they did.
Exactly. Do we have any initial thoughts on this
episode? What did you think, Anne?
I feel like it was kind of a throwaway episode to me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like it was
filler.
Like the beginnings of some things.
Yeah.
And it was just like...
Samantha and the lesbian, that's a beginning.
Maria.
Oh, yeah.
Maria. Oh, that's her name? I thought her name was lesbian.
No, she's the lesbian.
No,
girl.
That's her description.
Okay.
Am I doing this right?
Yeah, don't think. Just do it. You know, painting is like eating, like sex.
I can do that. You know, I came to buy art, not... make it.
Oh, no. This is a Brazilian thing. Everyone that crossed my door has to help. But you have a choice, really. You can make a painting or you can do my laundry.
Not gonna happen.
You're buying one of my paintings, right?
Yeah, you're buying my next manicure.
I was just going to say, like, this episode makes me think of, like, the coming episodes because I have those ones in my mind much more clearly on what happens with Maria and what happens with the jazz guy and what happens with
Trey. You always kind of remember the ending more than, like, when it started.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the episodes where, like, Big and Carrie end more than, like, when they meet.
Oh, I remember when they met. He was in a bar and she was told he only dates models.
That's right.
Yeah. Remember, that's Mr. Big. And Samantha was like, that's Mr. Big. He only dates models. And she tried, and then she was shot down.
No, I remember that.
Yeah, and then she also tries to date Donald Trump and gets shot down or something like that.
Well,
Samantha?
She doesn't Samantha does, try to, though. She's in the vicinity. Because she would have succeeded if she had tried. She'd just have to, like, Russian up her name.
Yeah, yeah. It would have to be, like, Samantha. Vanka. Samonvanka. Yeah.
Patrishkovov.
Exactly.
That.
Jonesvinsky. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Jonesvinsky.
Exactly. Daryl, what do you think of the episode?
I thought it was a decent episode. Obviously, there's, like Anne said, kind of a throwaway, but there's also, like, a few moments where you're like, all right, that's kind of cool. Like, Miranda's B story was definitely like throwaway. You didn't need like Jim Gaffigan just farting in her room and stuff.
As much as we
he
was definitely taking huge dumps.
Oh god,
Jim Gaffigan taking a shit.
Hey, smells great.
It's the cinnamon I add to the.
Apparently, when Miranda left the door open for peeing. She opened the door for everything else. You know, sometimes I like to add a pinch of nutmeg to my coffee. That takes a lot of the...
Maybe it was narrow-minded, but for Miranda, an open-door dump was definitely worth dumping someone over.
So good.
But is that a deal-breaker? If a dude... Obviously, you're dating a guy. You're living together, right? And if he was to take huge dump without the door being closed, would you be like, nope, I can't live with this?
This sounds like girl talk. This is girl talk.
Here's the thing.
What do you think of that?
Me and my boyfriend. We have a very small apartment. I moved in with him in San Bernardino. And it's
like just a one-bedroom
small
apartment.
And the bathroom is just right. If I'm laying on the bed, I can hear what's happening.
Even
and
with the door closed.
With the door closed.
Yeah.
And his shit smells so fucking
Of course. That's what most shits do.
So no, but like he had like his something removed or like his digestive system is all fucked. So
he doesn't have a stomach.
They're so bad. Yeah, it's so bad. So and I'm like a really chill person, like whatever. And there's like not a day. Seriously, I clean the toilet like 3 times a week because there's always and shit stains.
How bad but do your shit smell?
Not as bad as his, but okay. I mean I have, you know, every once in a while.
I'd like to say that you're also used to your own smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's never like, oh, that's like that's too bad. It's like, no, you're used to that. Like,
yeah.
Ask somebody else how bad they are.
He farts so bad. He farts so bad.
That's
and I only do, like, I'll only fart in front of him if it, like, slips out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't try, but, like, oh, my God, that was an accident.
You know what's
you
so funny?
Is you hold it in if you can.
I will only say this because my girlfriend doesn't listen to this.
Good.
I've told her not to.
Good.
Yeah. But she rips huge ass in the showers. All the time. Like, anytime when she's in the shower, I can just hear her. And I think the shower magnifies
it. Does she know that you hear them?
Oh, of course, because I've told her, like, that was amazing. Like, I'm impressed. Like, wow, that's crazy
that's funny.
It was audibly loud. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm super embarrassed. I'm like, yeah, don't feel that way. Like, I'm not saying it's like a turn on. Like,
because she's in the shower, does it sound wet?
Yeah, it does. That's what I'm saying. It's all like a huge, wet fart. And it's so
that's intense.
Funny. It's so funny. I told her, I'm like, I want to record this. I want to, like, have it so I can, like, you know, anytime I need to play a fart noise, I have this cool fart noise.
That'd be the one.
But here's the thing. Reminds me of you.
She's like, never do that. Never.
But the door is closed.
Of course.
And for me, too, the door is closed. Like, I don't think that Miranda should have left the door open for herself. Mm. I think that she should have been like, hey, like, you know.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like,
but let's close the door. Or at least close the door for herself. You know what I mean?
Again, like, I've been in multiple relationships where, you know, they've been in the shower and it's a one bathroom type of environment.
That's a different
and
in the shower.
I take a leak and it's no big deal. It's not like I'm like taking a
dump. But in the shower is different from brushing your teeth. She was brushing her teeth.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
It's true. I could have waited.
He was off base, but she should have gone as a mature adult. But like, hey,
is it a deal breaker, though? Is it like, nah, I can't live with this guy or I don't even want to be with him because he takes dumps with the door open?
I think that if she said something to him, he may have changed his behavior,
of
and then it could have been
a salvageable
relationship.
But that's I've noticed with certain, especially Miranda in this.
Oh, I know. She's so bad at communicating.
She's not about communication.
She's so bad at it.
She's tough.
The whole thing with Steve later on, right?
Yep.
They had so many communication issues.
Exactly.
So many.
Like, if you just talked to one another, this would be ironed out so easy. But you guys don't, and now it's suddenly a big thing.
And
but
she will stick with something like that's bad forever, like with her.
She holds grudges for sure.
That's real. But Daryl, we are still in girl talk.
Oh,
so
do you fart in front of people
constantly? It makes them uncomfortable. No, but Daryl, that's the point. Is have you had a thing that's like either a breach of boundaries or like a hygiene issue or anything like that be an issue in a relationship before?
Does snoring count?
No, because they were asleep.
Okay.
Like, it's upsetting, but...
Okay.
I'm talking about, like...
Bad breath?
Yeah, exactly. Like, not brushing their teeth enough, stuff like that.
I've had to, I'm not saying, like, I'm super, like, women need to look like this, or I'm not attracted to them, or anything like that. But I've definitely been in relationships where they've gotten comfortable... And probably maybe you've gone 1 or 2 years without shaving. And I'm not saying like women have to shave every single day.
We talking
legs, everything.
Legs, pussy.
I don't really care about the puss. Like you can keep that hairy
or
whatever.
1 or 2 years without shaving. What do you mean? Like I feel like that's a lifestyle choice. I feel like that's like, it's not like, oh, I forgot to shave for a year.
That's the
way you said it. Like,
because when I've asked them like, so are you not doing this anymore? They're like, oh, I'm just lazy. I'm just, you know, I'll do it. But it's like, it's almost like for the winter, I'm not going to shave. Like, maybe I'll shave if I know I'm going to the beach next week or whatever.
I don't understand but if, that.
That's what
but if
I
I'm
do.
Not, like,
really?
I'm just
That's
not.
What I do. I'm going to be real up front right now.
That's
I'm,
like from the movie. They have that
like,
movie.
And I'm not saying, like,
do
it
you
has
want
to be that.
Look at my legs, Anne.
No, I mean, okay. Every woman is different.
I don't like how
no,
they are.
No, but you have blonde hair.
No, I know, but, hair. Like, you should still, like, look at and feel it because
I can't see your hair from here.
No, but feel this shit. It's real.
But the girls
like
that
soft, I'm single. Like I'm single. I like being clean shaven, but I'm single.
When was the last
I'm,
time you shaved? Maybe it was like, how long has that been?
Man, I do it every, like, at least once or twice a month.
Okay.
Which I don't like, but also if I'm completely single, I'm not going out on dates, then I would prefer to be clean shaven.
How
I like
often
that.
Do you
I just
do
want
it?
To be ready. Maybe it was the polyamory thing or maybe it was the sugar dating. I always want to be ready
right.
to
That's
be
fair.
Seen.
So you're just
that.
Constantly
naked,
doing it every
so,
day?
So I shave usually every other day.
Okay.
Usually
Holy
every other
shit.
Day, my puss and my legs.
That's a lot
I have
of work.
A routine. I almost always forget to shave my armpits. So like I will be like and then look over like look at my and be like, oh my god, like you know, like, I always forget that, but everything, yeah.
But it's the same thing with, here's the double-edged sword or whatever, where I felt
yeah,
like
yeah.
I was a little justified, is, like, when I would go, like, 2 or 3 days without shaving my head, automatically it'd be like, what the fuck? What do you, why aren't you, like, shaving your head or whatever? Like, and I'm like, when was the last time you did any shaving?
Oh,
and it's like,
yeah.
hey, don't talk about me. It's about you. And it's like, why is it always
double
about
standard.
Me?
Standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
so, like, she expected
real.
A certain look out of me, but... If I expected a certain look out of her, is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't think
that's
fair, but relationships aren't fair.
Of
My
course.
Boyfriend is bald, too, and when he doesn't shave for a couple days, he puts on a hat. And
are you upset with it if you don't?
No.
What if,
I mean,
what would he look like if he didn't
shave? He's, like, super fat and... Like, I don't want
to
say ugly because I think he is handsome.
I hope he's totally like,
I do think he is
hell
handsome,
yeah, babe, I'm fat.
But there's, like, not a lot. Like, I do think he's handsome, so... And I love him so much. There's very little that he could do to make me look at him in an unattractive way.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
I think that's what makes women better, is that they can look past those types of, like, you know, cultural foibles that we all put against ourselves and be like, no, it's about the person, not just about,
like... I like the way that you are.
Right,
those
right.
Those kinds of things.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would I want this differently? Possibly. Am I accepting that this is the way it is? Yes, I am.
It's worth it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why
it.
I only date 600-pound women. Not to
one-up
you. Not to one-up you. I mean, I feel like I'm a bigger hero now.
There we go. I think that was girl talk.
Yeah. So, should we get into maybe some fuck, marry, kill?
Yes.
Okay, and since you're the guest,
okay,
we always propose this question: who would you fuck, marry, and or kill out of any of the people that you saw in this episode?
It could be one of the main girls. It could be a love interest. It could be a waiter in the background who has zero lines. It doesn't matter.
Could be the best boy or the key grip.
Exactly. It's up to you, though.
Okay.
What strikes you as your fuck, marry, and kill?
Okay. All right. I would. Fuck Samantha.
Oh.
Because she
yeah, you wouldn't.
Oh, she knows all the and oh but
and she's
I,
just she's down to be in a lesbian relationship. I
yeah,
mean,
she's down.
Yeah. But what also like turns you on to Samantha?
Confidence. I think
of
that
course.
She'd like take charge but also be really soft and shit.
She's a baller.
Yeah, she's dope.
But you don't want to marry her. You just want to fuck.
No, yeah.
Okay. She's not down to marry either.
No, she's definitely not about marrying.
No. Uh-uh. So who would you marry?
I'd marry Big.
What?
Why for?
Oh.
Why would you marry Big?
Controversial Mr. Big.
Because he's actually a really good man, and it took him a while to...
He could support you,
get
too.
...get to a place he would support me with all his big monies. And
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
He'd be fucking...
You are throwing out, though...
And he's a good lay.
You
of
are
course.
Throwing out a controversial opinion, because we do have our Big and Aiden camps.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh no, I'm way too
big.
No,
Aiden.
Aiden was not.
But
Aiden was
why?
Not good.
But why?
Okay. I think that. Oh god, just for Carrie, I think that Big is the love of her life, and I think that Aiden wanted things that she couldn't give him just because of who she was.
Right.
And that's very evident at the end, and then in the movies, like, you know, they meet again, and she's just like, no, this isn't. What I want. There's an attraction there, of course.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
he was never going to be. And then, like, the camping, he, like, sees an outdoorsy guy.
Mm-hmm.
They were just not, like, compatible on the levels that her and Big are. And, same, like, I'm just not.
It's weird, like, where it's, like, in a lot of instances, you have always been, like, grown up to believe this, like, opposites attract type thing. But in this series, it's more like, no, the similar attract, like, Big and Carrie are very similar to one another. And they're like, no, we're just going to, we complement each other. Like, we have a little bit of difference, but it's mainly, no, we're totally the same person.
I think the opposites can be very happy together, but I think that there's a compatibility that you need to have in a long-term relationship.
I think with the more similar people, it's more passionate. You know, you have, it's like the Sid and Nancy or the like two characters in Natural Born Killers. It's like, they're the same, which also fuels.
What? I'm just nodding like I do, but I'm
get yourself some culture.
I know Sid and Nancy, but I don't know the other one.
Yeah.
So I'm halfway there.
Right. There's just like,
I get that though.
Certain couples that are like, they're just the same person almost, and they that fuels one another, instead of it being like, no, we're gonna balance one another out. It's like, no, we're gonna totally hit one side and hit it hard.
Yeah, I get that.
And I see a lot, but I feel like that's not like, you don't get longevity out of that. It's just a great big spark for a small moment, and then it burns out or explodes or what, something happens where it's like, okay, we can't, this doesn't last.
Yeah,
that's the thing though, is that in the fictional world of Sex and the City, Carrie is always brought towards Big.
Yeah.
So, like, that's...
And do you think it
fictional.
Is because he has a huge dick?
I assume so.
Yeah.
That's at least part of it. That's part of it. She's not sexually unsatisfied.
As we can see from the first date, he's a good leg, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But we still have Kill left.
That's right.
Who, Trey?
Trey.
He's
you
such a piece of
Trey?
Shit.
Why?
Thank God.
He's a piece of shit, dude. God.
Is it just because you know him as a whole in this series, or is it just this episode itself?
Yeah, I know him as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing.
Good
he's
reason.
A fucking douche, yeah.
Yeah.
But
to have those kind of, like, issues and not tell her about it, you know? Even if they're not going to be having sex, like, at least say, hey, I've had it. You know what I mean? That's one of the things you say before you get serious, right? Like, as you're getting, hey, before we get married and spend our lives together, I have issues. Because that's a big deal. Sex
Especially
is a big deal.
Big kinks like that, for sure. Because it's not like he doesn't like sex. It's just in a particular way.
Also, anything that you think might be an issue when you're making a vow where you're like, till death do us part, clearly,
but obviously,
you like, divorce is more prevalent, all that stuff. But like, if you're going in with the best of intentions of, this is a meaningful ceremony to me because I expect us to be married until that point, you know, like, I'm putting my faith into this, which is what it should be, whether it's, you know, ends up that way or doesn't, like, ideally it's what it should be. You lay your cards on the fucking table.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like, you know, in a lot of generations before this, and maybe like, you know, Charlotte and Trey are like the last generation that were kind of like this, where it's like so taboo to like bring up to your lover, like, hey, I like my balls licked in this way or whatever. It's like, no, like, we just don't talk about this. Like, yeah, I want to marry her and be with her forever, but like, I don't want to know how she gets off or
and
whatever.
And I don't want,
like,
her to know my things that I feel are weird and shameful that I need to get off.
But now I feel like, obviously, in this millennial age, it's all about like, no, like, this is all the things up front that I'm into. You need to know this. And then, like, you're already, like, going in, like, I know all these sexual proclivities.
Yeah, I think we should have a middle ground, you know? I think there's certain things you should get to know, like, kind of as time goes on. And
no, I like the idea of, like, in the moment, like, finding it out in a weird way. It's like, okay, she let me do this for a minute, but then, like, quickly was like, no, don't do that, do this. And then it's like, okay, fine. That's fine. I'll do that instead. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, like, close the moment. It's just like, I tried this, and then she said, no, this would be better.
Yeah,
and then it's just better.
It's about communicating, tying back into having better sex education.
Yeah,
you know, across the board, like, just
way
communicating.
Back to the beginning.
I feel like I definitely needed a teacher that told me, like, straight up, like, these positions are gonna get girls off, but also wear a condom.
Yeah, like, the difference is there.
Mm-hmm. How? Okay, can I change subject real quickly?
No, unless it's about Sex and the City.
Well, it is. It
okay,
is.
Cool.
Do I have your permission?
Yes.
You have my permission,
good.
Too.
Thank you. That's what I was waiting for. How do we feel about... Because in this episode, Samantha not only embarks on a lesbian relationship between two women, but she also embarks on... I think it's the bigger thing is she embarks on a relationship and actually is willing to put herself
into... It's not just about sex.
Yeah, it's a type of commitment. And to me, I think that's a huge leap that we haven't seen from Samantha before, like since the small dick guy. So how do we feel about that? Like, what were
our
thoughts?
Was that the Goldie Cox episode?
Yes.
God, I love that line. Mm-hmm. That's such a good line.
There is a Goldie Cox type of scenario out there. Yeah, for sure.
It's real. But like, what did we think of in this episode?
Mm-hmm. I like Samantha as a lesbian. Obviously, it's like out of the four women, it's like either going to be Miranda or Samantha.
It's expected to be Miranda because
of
her haircut.
Of course. And because Cynthia Nixon is a lesbian.
Yeah, but character wise, I think it's more logical that the person willing to take that leap is Samantha.
But it is more, almost in a weird way where I don't want to be like even more PC, but I do feel like Samantha's even just more like bi. It's not just she's a lesbian. It's like she's just open for anything. Like she's just open for a relationship that's going to be, you know, constructive and life fulfilling. It's not going to be like, oh, it needs to be a man or it needs to be a woman. It's like, I don't care who it comes from. It,
I think that she needs dick. And I'll tell you why.
She does need dick, though.
This is how I feel. Like, I need dick in my life. I appreciate women sexually.
I mean, for real. Oh, should I should not.
Daryl totally. Also no. needs yeah. dick in his life, and he needs to be validated about that.
Yeah,
that's why he's high-fiving.
I do. But I do appreciate women sexually, and I think that's, like, a similarity that me and Samantha have. And later on, you'll see that it doesn't work out. And for the reasons why it doesn't work out for her makes sense to me completely.
And have you been in a female relationship? Or
no, I've only been with women sexually. So
it's only been sex.
Just, because I do need that kind of, the male kind of energy. I just, right. It plays better with me.
It's that you've sort of tried things out and through it, you've figured out what you do need and your directions. Like you've, you're not so lost or like, I don't really know. Like you
and
do have a better sense of self.
And what about you? Like, do you prefer sex with women over men, or is it just different in each way?
I would say it's different in each way because I generally have sex with men because it's just easier. It's just easier.
Right. Men are more in wanting to have sex.
It's just easy. Yeah. But also, like, it's, I do sense a separation in emotional attachment between me and male companions and me and female companions. Mm. Like, I tend to attach very strongly with, like, very few people. That's who I am. But, like, I tend to attach very strongly with female companions and very loosely with male companions, who are, like, all of which are sexual companions, but...
Mm-hmm. But if you have sex with a woman, it means more than if you have sex with a man.
No, obviously. Because generally, not always, but generally, the relationship and the emotions behind it mean more to me.
I feel that way with Samantha, too, where, like, this means more. Like, she would, like, obviously, she can just get dick wherever. Like,
yeah.
But when she's looking for a woman, it's like, no, I'm going to be picky. I'm going to be, like, into just this particular woman.
But the thing is, she wasn't looking
for a woman.
Yeah. She found the connection with her. She, you know, it fell in her lap. And then she went with it. And
she
had
the choice
that.
Of how do I deal with this situation that has happened.
And she gave her the out, too. Maria was all like, you know, this is how I feel. We can part ways now.
Right. Very mature of her. Yeah.
She was expecting to part ways now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like, I don't know, like, when you say, like, you want a dude over a woman, is it just because of the, like, penetration? Or is it just because, like, men bring something else to the table?
I like the vibe. I like the role that we play in bed. You know, I'm more of a submissive person. I've been open to dating women. I've found women, you know, attractive at bars. But I feel that that's more lustful than romantically, you know? And I've met certain women in my life that I really appreciated, but I could never be in a relationship of that, like a serious relationship with a woman, because I just feel like who I am, I need the vibes of like a man strong, like, you know.
Yeah, clearly the sex is different.
You don't share the same attraction for both. Yeah, which is fine.
But I mean, I find women very beautiful, and if I'm attracted to somebody, hell yeah, like I'll make out, and you know, I've been in sexual situations, but as far as like a relation and sharing feelings with somebody, I just don't see it happening.
But like coming from like a man's perspective, like I always felt like okay, if I was like a bisexual person, like if I was having sex with girls and then having sex with dudes, like I feel like the sex wouldn't be that much different. It would still be like, to a man, it's like, okay, I'm gonna, like, you know, have sex with this woman, we're gonna have vaginal or whatever sex, but then I have sex with this dude and it's still like penetrative sex. Like it's still like the same way.
For me is that I am very confident with who I am and who I am in the situation with a man. I don't have that same kind of confidence with women. I mean, a lot because I don't have as much experience, but there's a lot of like, I don't quite know what I'm doing or, you know, how does she want to be kissed? And then I have to like really, I'm way more in tune with like her body and her signals. But then I also feel like almost like a, I'm newly coming into like, I've never had sex before kind of situation. If I'm
right.
with a woman,
it's like a virgin of a type of feeling.
Man. Yeah. So then I feel, and then I, it's a different kind of feeling, but it's not my favorite. Like sometimes, you know, sometimes I want to be.
What about you, April? Yeah, is it like the same? Like, do you like
it's
straight
not
sex
the same
and, no.
at all is sex between a man and a woman and a woman and a woman. It's but my own side of it is that if it's between me and another woman, generally there's usually those are much more emotional attractions and it's much more personal and right. all that sort of stuff. Like I not that it's pretty or nice, but sometimes you just want to have sex. And I've had sex with plenty of men where it just was a one-night stand or it was convenient or whatever, mm-hmm. and which is not what I want, but it mm-hmm. was what I felt I needed at the time. But I've never had that with women. With women, there's always an underlying emotional level or psychological need or whatever to go with it. So it's, I guess, just men are easy if you want to put a label.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they are. Not yeah. gonna lie, but like it is. I do feel that it is different. Maybe if I was like a lesbian as opposed to a bisexual, maybe it wouldn't be different. But I do both, so it's. It's different to me how both interact in, like, my psychological understanding and also just how it plays out.
Do you guys, are you into bringing it back to Sex and the City?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Carrie's dating a new guy named Ray.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the guy in the pork pie hat.
Yeah, I feel like it's also a crock pot turned upside down.
It could also be that.
It's not a cool hat.
It's a crockpot hat. It's yeah, it's not cool. It's not.
But
cool
he definitely thinks it's cool.
He thinks it's so cool.
So,
oh my god, he's trying so hard.
Hey, man, you were really great.
No, I'm not great. I'm just trying to keep up.
No, you were great.
You know jazz?
No.
Can I buy you a drink?
No, I'm all set. I own the place. It's the only way they'll let me play. I can't keep a beat, so at least I can drink for free. Ray King.
Hi, I'm Carrie. I'm Carrie Bradshaw, jazz neophyte. oh, sorry.
You're running low. Joey, Glenn Levitt.
Come right up.
So, you own this place?
I do. I own this, one uptown, hell of a lot of mortgages.
Poncho on ice, white wine.
Well, geez, I gotta go.
You heading uptown?
Well, yes I am. Oh, do you need a ride?
That'd be grand.
I'll call my car.
This time of night, cabs are lined up outside.
So then we'll take a cab.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take a cab.
Would you be into dating that guy?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Does he do like a yoinka yoinka to you? Like, whoa, yoink. Like,
Nope.
No yoinka.
He would have to try. I'd be fine with him trying, but he'd have to try.
What about you, Anne?
Maybe when I was like 22, like that's when I was younger. Not now.
You saw like a jazz guy, and you're like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's cool, and he's hot, and we're at this club, and he gave me free drinks, and he, like, but like now in my life, no, I would just.
And what if he brought you back to his house, and there's like tubas and all these clarinets hanging from his ceiling? You'd still be like, oh yeah,
yeah. Before
tight.
I would be, yeah. Before I was all about it.
Mm-hmm.
It
was, but now you'd be like, what the fuck?
I can't. It kind of reminds me of this. okay, this guy. I met him at an open mic a few weeks ago, and I was so drunk, but I thought he was so cool, right? Mm-hmm. But then the more he talked, I was like, he's getting less and less interesting. by the minute. And that's I said that to him like a fucking asshole.
Right?
Which is one of the reasons I got back on drinking. Because I was just being assholes. And I was like, we just met. And I like ended up apologizing. Like, we're cool now. But I was like, I'm so sorry.
No, that made him, that turned him on for sure.
Yeah. No. He's really cool. But yeah, that's how the musician Ray would have come off to me. Like, now. Like, God, you're less. Like, you're so cliche. Like, I can't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's
you're
what the vibe would have felt.
You're not as good as you think you are. And also, you're not impressive. And you're using this to be impressive. But you aren't.
He does seem like those guys that like are great on Tinder.
Right. That's like, exactly what it seems like.
Oh, wow. You have such a great Tinder profile, but you're a piece of shit on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
He does, for real.
I feel like all social media is kind of that way in a sense.
Yeah.
Well, it's the surface level, which also, though, right? Daryl, I think brings us to one of our newer topics is a actual topic we bring up now because it came up too many times and we were like, this needs its own segment,
now
which is the fashion. Fashion, turn to left, fashion, turn to
left. Fashion.
Fashion of the episode. Fashion.
Yes.
Exactly.
So many great outfits this episode.
Daryl, what did you think of them?
We've obviously talked about the pork pie hat. But we haven't talked about, the best outfit, I think, was Carrie's horse type of dress.
Yes.
It had like a horse print, but just the way it was cut, and then she had like a bodice on the top,
so
or whatever.
Cute. Her towel dress.
So fucking hot.
So
sweet.
Can I disagree? Because
not so cool, huh?
No, I thought it was beautiful, but the Carrie outfit that caught my attention this episode was the very beginning. When Big was taking her to her apartment and she was in this big
dress.
A blue dress.
Gray.
Yeah,
it was
gray blue, yeah.
Dress that like was very puffed out.
Yeah,
but like
it, had, like,
it was
like a princess cut or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was very classy. It was very stylish.
Very
and
cool.
I loved it. Oh, and definitely added to it that she was just like, you what? No. I'm gonna turn you down because I value me. That like it added power to it. But
and
I
she did
loved
have a jacket that like accentuated the dress,
the green sweater.
Except for the horse dress was definitely not accentuated with a cool sweater.
Not good.
Nah.
That's true, but I liked that one.
No, that dress was banging.
It was
definitely
I didn't like
good
that
dress.
One as much. I think the top
That's
didn't
fair.
Fit her right.
Right.
You know, I mean, the bottom was really cute, and the color was.
That's true.
Point,
that's the thing about Carrie is that she makes choices.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're
gonna
be good. Sometimes not so good.
Yeah.
But also, another interesting choice was she was wearing the overalls in the brunch scene with a fucking like weird
octopus
brooch.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Like a Kraken almost or something. Like some weird, like it had like jewels for eyes and stuff.
I bet it was vintage, but she found it in a thrift shop.
Oh,
you know
probably.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was like, that's exactly something that in our era and generation would wear and no one would question it. But
right.
if you think about it in terms of the early 2000s, late 90s, you're like, that's fucking weird.
I know, she was ahead of her time.
And
right?
there's
that's
no subtext of like, she's never talked about octopuses before. She's never been like, hey, by the way, I love octopus.
No.
Cephalopods.
It's just,
I love it all.
But we do know that she loves brooches.
It's true. She
yeah,
loves
she
the
does.
Brooches. Because at first, she was rocking like a bunch of flower brooches for a long time.
Yeah, the really big ones.
But now, that's what I thought. Like, at first I was like, oh, it's another flower. And then I look closer and I'm like, oh, it's not a flower. It's a fucking octopus.
That's real.
But I also there was another outfit. I want to say Charlotte's outfit.
Which one? When she was at the party in
the
beginning?
Yeah, it was like
where
a
it was
nice
black and kind of lacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she had just like this really cool necklace
hot
on.
In that.
Yeah, and let's bring up that shit. Like, hey.
Oh, yeah, we haven't yet.
What's up with the public fucking? Are we into that? Like,
right.
Have you guys fucked in a restroom or in
also,
a
also, what do you think
restaurant?
Of the ex-husband, like the like ex maybe you're hooking up afterwards, but getting the feeling that he's only hooking up with you in weird places? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if that's relatable to everyone. Them. It's relatable to me, but not to everyone.
He's
like,
got some deep-seated issues.
What are your thoughts with that?
On fucking your ex-husband? You'll have to ask my mom.
Okay, that's...
My parents are back together, and I'm very happy for them. They were together for, I don't know, 12, 13, 14, I don't know, a lot of years, and then took some time apart, and they're back together now, and so happy.
Wow, crazy.
So happy. So I'm happy for them, you
Fabulous.
Know?
Fabulous.
But, yeah.
And
I will be getting it in for sure.
Yep.
Do you think it's because of the great sex they're having?
I think they're having a lot of sex, yeah.
Awesome.
I think they are.
Well, they're very open in your family. We discussed this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my bedroom door at my parents' house and us living there, my bedroom wall meets their bedroom is on the other side.
Ugh.
So when my mom first moved back God. In, I was like, hey, what's up, mom? Cool. But like also, okay, this happened in my house too. I had a boyfriend who lived at my house for a while, and my parents' rule was like, they were always like, okay, our kids are going to be having sex, just not in the house. So we would just like go on the side of the house and
right,
then, like,
literally,
get caught.
Right. You can't
like,
blame
get
us.
Caught like all the time. And then my mom was like, yeah, he's going to have to move out. Awkward.
It is.
Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, I was dating a girl and we went to a Jack in a Box, and right out of nowhere, like, it was super crowded for some reason. You know, it was like a long wait. And she just said she was going to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like standing outside the bathroom just waiting for her. And all of a sudden she just like pulls me into the bathroom and literally just starts blowing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was fucking amazing.
When I was dating this other comic. Okay. God, I'm so bad because I just get so drunk and I do these crazy things.
That's okay.
But it was at an open mic and I pulled him into the bathroom. And it was just like, it wasn't like one of those like, you're going to finish, but we like fucked really quick, like doggy style. And then we just like got the fuck out of there. So bad. We didn't get caught or anything. God,
right.
Daryl, finish your story though. You were being blown in the bathroom.
And obviously, yeah, I finished and then we ordered some, you know, 99 cent tacos.
Hell
it was
great.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then of course, every single time I went to a Jack in the Box afterwards, I was like, are we going to get another blowjob opportunity? And it was like, no, that was just that one time. Yeah.
That's a learning experience.
And that's the weird thing. It's like, what like comes over a girl at that moment? Like in that moment, she was like, yeah, I want to really blow you right now.
Yeah.
But why doesn't that moment ever come around again? Like,
I think it's that like, because I've had this with men in my life where it's that's the like, forbidden thing, like because it's forbidden and wrong in the setting, that makes it hot.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I've definitely given blowjobs on like and on the street, like on just the pavement on the side of the street, because like that was like the exciting thing about
it. I did that in Florence, in Italy.
Well, that's the thing.
There you go. See, you get it.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like it comes with a certain type of age where like, obviously, okay, we don't have a place to do it, so it's just gonna be right here or in this moment or whatever. But obviously, like when I'm like 36, it's like I don't want to blow you at Dairy Queen. Like, take me to your house. Like, take me to a place that actually I can do this in private.
That's real. But also, I would like to bring it back in just to what do we think of Charlotte's situation with her ex-husband Trey, because they are both in
their
30s.
Super hot.
The next day, I found the perfect color on me and something else on Charlotte. Excuse me, but is that a hickey?
Let me see.
Oh, my God, I don't...
Wow, that's so retro.
Trey and I made out in the movies.
No, that is retro.
That's not all we did. Right in the middle of the movie, I gave him a blowjob.
Oh!
In the theater.
Crouching Charlotte, hidden Homer. And you know, you guys were right. Once I stopped trying to define everything, I realized how great Trey and I have it.
Congratulations, sweetie. It sounds like you got a nice, healthy relationship.
Charlotte realized if Samantha defined her relationship as healthy, she had one sick relationship on her hands.
It's very hot.
It's super hot.
It's
hot. I was getting blown in.
They should have locked the door to the coat room for sure, because that is a lesson everybody...
Totally.
You should be told that lesson. You shouldn't have to learn it. But
they would have been interrupted very quickly.
Oh, God. Yep.
Right.
But also getting blown in the movie theater, that's like a baller move, no pun intended.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you think of it on her side as she is doing all this where she's really into it? And that's why she keeps giving in.
Mm-hmm.
But in her
mind, she's
like, what is our relationship? That at the center of the matter, that's what I want to know.
She likes it at first because obviously it's like she's becoming more intimate with her husband.
Yeah.
But now it's like, okay, now your needs are getting met because you're getting like this weird kink fulfilled.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm now still not getting my needs met. Like, yeah, I'm getting more sex, so to speak. But it's not the sex that I want.
And also, can I just say that it's really fucked up of her to realize, like, oh, the way she thought, oh, if Samantha thinks my relationship is healthy, it obviously isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that was really judgmental of her.
Totally.
No,
I think it, like, jump-started within her, like, oh, wait, I'm actually not as healthy and happy in a place as I want to be. But the judgment of it, just because Samantha said it, I don't like that.
She's definitely like foils to Samantha. So anytime when like Samantha's like, that's a great idea, she's like, really? Yeah. Is it?
No, I get that 1000% where it's, but then I think that I get that and I love it because it is kind of offensive in a way for their friendship, but they've also had open arguments before, and I think that led to an understanding between them of they're different, and something that is healthy for Samantha is very likely not healthy for Charlotte because of how different they are. So like, yeah, it's, I agree with you 1000%, but I do think that like probably it's the nicer version of just like, I know this girl, I like this girl, but I cannot live the way that she lives.
Yeah.
You know.
I think I've had those friends in my life where it's almost like where I'm friends with this person, but if we didn't have this like throughway, i.e. Carrie or whatever, we wouldn't be friends. Like we wouldn't hang out. Like we're hanging out because we both like Carrie, and then we kind of tolerate one another. It's not to the point where I can't stand this person, but it's like if this other person wasn't in both of our lives, we would have nothing to do with one another.
Yeah.
Okay, can I bring something up real quickly? Because I feel like we're sort of wrapping up end of the episode, but one thing that I think that we have not quite addressed yet is Biggs, like, early 20s supermodel, because
the coke addict.
Because we haven't addressed the whole
thing.
Yeah, with a silent Y.
Silent Y.
Like, how the fuck? Where is that Y even?
I know, right?
So is it supposed to be Shay or?
Like, right? It's no, so it's Shaw. Weird.
But like, point being, it's okay, Big and Carrie supposedly are friends now. And we see them both very uncomfortable with the other when the other's in dating situations. But point being, is that question of like, what does it mean to continue seeing a friend you used to date? And
could
also,
you do that?
Like,
have you done that?
The entire thing. Yes, I have. But the entire thing of like, they both end up at the same dinner with different dates.
Yeah.
That and like dealing with that.
That sounds super awkward.
What do we think of that?
I think that, for one, I think that people can be friends with their exes, but I think that you need a buffer of time. I think that you can't break up and then automatically you're friends. You have to have some time in between, get over the relationship part of it. You can come back and be friends if you want to.
That's real.
I think that Big was like, at this point for him, I think that he knows that she's special, but isn't ready to commit, right? So he's like, I still want to be friends.
He's
but
like, then, fine, like, you play your game, I'll be here.
Yeah, whenever. But then also totally loses it when he sees her wanting after another guy, which is such a dude thing.
He starts acting out.
It's such a dude thing, right? Totally acting out like a fucking toddler, dude.
Right, as soon as he sees you interested in somebody else, it's like,
oh, he can't stand it. But he's not ready to say, hey, I'm going to give you what you want from me.
Of course.
I'm just going to act like a child, and blow up. But, I mean, that's a human thing.
I've definitely been that dude.
With me being polyamorous, like, a lot of guys would be like, yeah, I'm cool with that. And then they see, you know, oh, why can't you hang out tonight? What are you doing? Who are you with? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking, you know?
Right.
You hung out with another girl last week. I don't care. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. But that's such a guy
real.
Thing
it's the idea of, like, double standards, where it's people holding you to a different expectation than they hold themselves to, where you're like, this was our agreement. They're like, yeah, I didn't think you would take advantage of it, though.
Because
kind
people,
of a thing, where it's like, you have been, and I know you have been.
I mean,
been,
people don't
want
to deal with their
feelings. Fine with that, like, but you should be fine with me doing that.
Hypocrisy, like, it finds itself in all walks of life. It's all
real.
It's not just like in relationships. I mean, there's so many ways, like in this public eye, where, you know, you have Matt Lauer like chastising fucking Bill Cosby while he's fucking like doing the same goddamn thing. It's like, stop like telling others like you shouldn't be doing that when you're fucking doing it yourself.
Yeah,
that's real.
Like, I don't know.
I think people don't want to deal with their feelings. Like, if Big was just like, you know, it took some deep breaths and stuff. But it's, you know, that's not the easy thing to do.
Right.
No, it's not. It's tough. No. Daryl,
and
what
it's
did
selfish.
You,
like, it's hard to be selfless. And it feels like when you're a polyamorous relationship, you have to be more selfless instead of selfish. It's not about you. It's about, like, I want my needs met, but I also am willing to do things for
compromise
others.
Compromise and, come to an agreement because it's
but also,
it.
Daryl... I'm sorry, I'm cutting people off. But, point being, though, what do you think of Carrie and Big's situation where it's the exes being friends, but, like, those tensions come up?
it's obviously like just the precursor to them like really ending up together later in this season. Mm-hmm. But it is this weird dance that they play. I don't like it. I don't like the like let's just play these games. Like I'm not the type of person that likes to do that. I like to just be like, let's be upfront. Like, you know, I like you. I know we had this past, blah, blah, blah. Like, let's not do this bullshit. I don't want to, like, see you literally hanging out with this other guy mm-hmm. when I clearly want to be with you. And if you don't want to be with me, that's fine.
But that's so hard for people to say. You know?
You will compromise, and you'll just be like, well, I'll just take this because it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But clearly Big can do that. Clearly Big is in a state in his life where it's like, okay, this is who I want, blah, blah, blah. If mm-hmm. this is not what you want, I'm fine. I'll be over here with models.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, I'll call your bluff to hang out with supermodels. Yeah. So, you know, see
but
how
she
much
clearly
I'm
knows
valued
that he doesn't
you.
Want models. Like,
mm-hmm. he's we're just casually, clearly doing cocaine or other things you snort in a bathroom. Like, come mm-hmm. in, you want some? The entire mm-hmm. time.
It's just
so dumb.
It's ultimately, that's the thing. Like, women are in the driver's seat when it comes to relationships most of the time. It's like, guys are like, hey, obviously I want to be with you. And then women are like, mm-hmm. no, just, nah. Especially if there's a past, especially if there's like this off and on again type of thing. Like, I can understand her trepidation where she's like, I've done this 2 times before. I'm already like walking a thin line being your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like maybe too thin a line, but I'm going against my better judgment and my friend's advice in order to do this thing that somewhere, like in my soul, I'm like, this is, I need to have some connection to you.
Mm-hmm. And deep down, yeah, she's still like, oh, I kind of still want to be with him. Like,
but kudos to her for not letting him come up.
Right.
Like that, yep. That's really hard to do. Is to deny so, especially him.
Right. And clearly she would have, a part of her wanted him to come mm-hmm. up.
No, exactly. But, like, that's what makes it so interesting and mm-hmm. so compelling.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
like, that's what it is. It's the decisions that you police yourself on.
But that's
it's
like,
you know what? I don't need to choose to do the thing that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a classic scene of, like, gender roles, like, playing their power where it's a woman going, like, I know you want some sex. But you ain't getting some sex because I want another date or whatever. Like, I want to make you earn
really,
this instead of it just being, what?
Women do that? Women have
fuck
that
yeah,
thought?
Yeah, they do that.
I've never had that thought process in my life.
Well,
sex,
maybe
sex
that's my
power.
Implications or that's me implying what women are thinking.
Sex is power. And I think there's something to be said for that. I don't think that's every scenario. But I do think that I understand what you're talking about, Daryl, where it's like women can have all the sex they want to have, they can have this, that, and the other thing without ever having to make a first move. There's a very strange balance, which I don't think is a clear set balance between men and women in sex and generally like heterosexual relationships.
It's like that moment where you're like, okay, you have a great date, you make out for a second, and then obviously he's like, do you want to come up? And then you're like, no, I'm gonna just head home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, like, it was really good, but, like, call me tomorrow or whatever, like, but no. See, that's clearly that mode where, like, you knew what was gonna go down. He was offering, like, hey, I would like to have sex with you at this second. And then you went, no.
There's a displacement of, like, expectation and power and that sort of thing in heterosexual relationships. Like that, where it's like the man and the woman, it's generally, you know, there's more pressure on the woman, but also there's a certain amount of power of like the expectation to turn down the dude is with her. It's like she can just be like, no thanks,
but
and
here's
go and do her own
thing.
There's
a lot of pressure.
Here's the rub, though. Like, okay,
it's a tough thing to talk about.
Men feel this way where it's like, okay, if that scenario went down and it doesn't happen, it's like, okay, that's expected. That's sometimes that's what women do or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But when it's the other side, like when it's reversed and you get shot down, now it's like, wait, what the fuck?
Women?
I never get shot down. Like, this guy doesn't want to come up to my fucking room.
No, that doesn't happen.
Right, but like as a man, I would just say like just enjoy that and feel superior and be like, yeah, this is what it's like.
I want to be that. I want to have that moment where like she's wanting to, and I'm like, not tonight,
baby.
It's
happened to me very few times in my life, and I can tell you every single one of them I've hated.
Of course.
I hate that. It's worst.
But with men, it's like, oh, that's just to be expected. That's what happens.
It has happened to me several times in my life, and I could tell you all of them, but I will... I choose not to do that because it's upsetting to me.
Does it hit your ego? Does it like cut you at the core?
No, it's fucking horrible. It's fucking horrible.
You never just think like, oh, he just doesn't want to have sex tonight. It's not about me.
It's to my core.
No, it's about me. The worst. It is.
It's the fucking worst.
But with men, like, it's never like, oh, it's at my core. It's like, it could be. She just doesn't want to have sex tonight. Or she just doesn't want to, not that she's not into you, it's just too soon or whatever. Like, there's so many different variables.
Lots of different things. Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It's never like, oh, she just doesn't like you. Like,
it could be that, but it's not enough evidence to go off of, you know?
But even back, but with like Carrie and Aiden, it was that way where like, she was like, the first couple times they went on a date, like, he was like, yeah, like, not to, like, I just want to make out or I just want to take this slow. And she was like, what the fuck?
That's real.
Like, no, we're supposed to be having sex now because we're into each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All I can say is just that I completely identify with that because as a woman, generally, you know, if you're attracted to men, you tend to be more the pursued object as opposed to the pursuer. And so that stuff throws you off, especially if you're trying to build a relationship. So I understand that 1000%, and like, it's not right or wrong, but I will say, for me at least, when it's happened to me, it does throw you off balance where you're like, I assumed this, which maybe I shouldn't have, but it's, this is unusual, and like, yeah, I'm gonna take it harder because I'm not so used to it. And that's just accurate. That's just honest, you know? It's not like pretty or nice or anything. It just is what it is.
It's like men are from Mars and women are from a deep black hole.
Oh my gosh.
I agree. Okay, should we be wrapping this up?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
And throw out that social media.
Oh, okay. You can find me basically anywhere at Anne Flagg, or just search Anne Flagg. All my social media is different. But if you type in Anne Flagg in my Instagram, you'll find it. In
with
Twitter,
two G's.
You'll find it. Yeah, AnneFlagg. I'm going to have a website coming soon. Awesome. About that.
Yeah. Whoa. Yay. And then, of course, follow us guys on the liner notes. But then also, don't forget, season four, episode four, next week.
Yep.
So
we're gonna hit it.
Much goodness to be had. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks, Anne, for coming in.
Thank you.
We need to have you in again to share your knowledge. It's going to be amazing.
And we will give you your prize then for scoring 100%.
I feel like you're going to
love it.
It's going to be a hard thing to beat, guys. 5 out of 5 questions without any multiple choice.
Yep, that's real.
That's like a perfect score in my book.
It is a perfect score in anyone who does maths book.
If you had asked me about this episode that we watched, I probably wouldn't have scored so high. Like, I don't know this
doesn't matter.
Much, you know what I mean?
Because that's not what we asked you about, and you killed it.
Thank
there
you.
We go.
Guys.
Thank you.
Y'all, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back in a week.
Peace out.
Bye. All right, bye.